Chris Half joins us from MLB.com. Chris, nice to see you with us today. What a scene. And it's the opening of really what baseball's all about.
Marty, I feel lucky and blessed to be here. I really do. And what you said about this is what baseball's all about, it's funny. I was privileged enough to listen to one of Rhett Barber's little, I guess you'd call it now a podcast, you know, back then they didn't call it that, on NPR. And he said spring training is when you really learn about the club.
Yes.
You know, because you see these guys develop and you see what these guys are working on. And it's a little more relaxed atmosphere, but so maybe they're a little more, you know, looser and freer about what they're working on. But they are working on something, and you get to see what, you know, what they work on tells you something about what they're about as a player.
Well, I said it earlier in the show, and I did the show for Tom Tolbert on Monday. We had a great show, and I've made SFG Live. I was on with Chris Gargano yesterday. You know that show. We do a great job on SFGiants.com. And I said the one thing about this camp, they work. You know, these people, they won the World Series, but there is no complacency in this camp. And I like the fact that they're underdogs now. Everybody in the world is picking everyone else. The Reds, they're picking the Nationals, the Braves, the Phillies, the Cardinals, the Dodgers. Nobody wants to pick the Giants, and they know that. And I like the way they're going about their work. I can see it. I really can.
I think it's kind of in a sad way, you know, hilarious that the Giants don't even get mentioned as a they don't even get a bite, not a drop, you know, not a crumb of, you know, of favoritism and you know, among my cohorts in the media.
Yeah.
And as you just said, that's fine with them. They'll just go out and do their thing, you know, maybe win another 90 games. Then take it from there.
Yeah, just get in the playoffs. They've certainly shown that. And that's the key to baseball. Just get in. And nobody gets in by accident. You get in with good pitching, good defense, and some timely hitting. And when you get in, anything can happen. And that's you need one or two starters. Why the Giants have been fabulous is because they can go three or four deep starting and then have a dynamite bullpen, of course, anchored last year by Romo and Tim Lincecum. And just about everyone did their job fabulously in the playoffs.
Yeah, these guys know how to go the distance. Bruce Bochy knows how to manage for the long run, even though he, you know, of course, takes things day by day. At the same time, he knows when to when to get a reliever up, when not to get a reliever up, how long to go with a starter, and that's why they are fresher come September, October.
Yeah, they always have been. Chris Haft with us, MLB.com. This starting staff, as I said, pitched 1,000 innings last year. I mean, that was the goal that I was following all year long, and they got to 1,000 innings, which when you think of your starting staff can give you an average of 200 for the five starters. That's pretty darn good. Hey, what's the lineup for today? Now, I kidded about the Angels lineup. You could give the please give the Angels lineup. And as I say, most of the names you're going to read are people trying to make the team in Arkansas and not the L.A. Angels of Anaheim. But go ahead. Chris Haft will give us the starting lineups for both teams today.
Oh, this is an honor. I've never done this before.
This is like on Fox. You know how they do that, you know, and they put the camera on you? So here, Chris Haft of MLB.com with the starting lineup.
Well, I did a little work on this Angels lineup, Marty.
Did you? Go ahead.
Yeah. Leading off is Andrew Romine at shortstop. He has played 27 games in the major leagues.
Really? Okay.
Batting second in right field is Cole Calhoun. He has 21 major league games under his distinguished belt. Batting third, playing second base, is Brendan Harris. He's had a little major league time. He got some substantial time with the Twins. He has played a whopping 485 games in the bigs. Each of the next three Angels in the batting order have never played in the major leagues. Third baseman Luis Jimenez, who is their cleanup hitter today here in the split squad game. First baseman Efren Navarro and center fielder J.B. Shuck. Batting seventh, the left fielder is Matt Young, not to be confused with
the pitcher.
Mary Wright.
Right.
And the catcher batting eighth is John Hester, Stanford man, so I'm not going to abuse him there. And the batting ninth is a DH, Carlos Ramirez. another fellow who is not, who has never played in the big leagues.
All right, and pitching Brad Mills today, left-hander.
Yes, that's correct.
He goes.
That DH trips me up, Marty. Still, I'm still not used to that.
All right. That. What about for the Giants today? This is the lineup that Bruce Bochy brings out today, and they may. I'll ask you this: how many innings you think they'll play? But go ahead. What's the starting lineup for the Giants today?
The center fielder is Angel Pagan leading off. That right there ought to, you know, be music to Giants fans' ears, along with this man, second base, Marco Scudero, batting second. Pablo Sandoval is the third baseman, batting third. Buster Posey, the catcher, batting cleanup. The fifth hitter is Hunter Pence, playing right field. Batting sixth is Joaquin Arias at shortstop. The DH is Brandon Belt, batting seventh. Rhett Pill gets the start at first base, batting eighth. Juan Perez is a left fielder, batting ninth. And, of course, pitching is Ryan Vogelsong.
Wow, good job. Hey, very good. All right, that's the lineup for today from Chris. Chris, let's take a couple of phone calls, 808-KMBR. It's nice to have Chris with us, and if you have any questions, let's get Chris on. And let's go to Mo. Mo in San Francisco. Mo, you're on KMBR 680. Good morning. How are you?
Morning, Marty. Here we go again.
Huh? Yeah, man, I'm telling you, today is... maybe my favorite day, because, you know, you watch the workouts and, you know, you see how they work out. But the Angels are going to show up, and even though it's a minor league kind of team, the Giants are playing baseball today, and it's just the first of many.
Exactly. Well, I'm going to come down in the beginning of March, and I certainly want to stop by and say hi. Will you be hard to find?
Nope. I'm here every day, and, of course, if it's the weekend, you know, I'm right here in the booth right next to John and Dwayne, so you can't miss me.
Right, I'll look forward to it. What I wanted to ask is about the impact of the World Baseball Classic on spring training. If you have some of the players, maybe let's say the Venezuelans, who may go all the way and they'll be away from the team, what impact does that have on the club, and what prospects should we be looking for? Because a lot of the guys aren't going to be there by the time I get there.
Well, Mo, this is that's a very good question. There's a series of questions you asked. The Giants are hoping that the impact will be minimal, because they are mostly a veteran. You know, the guys who are leaving for the World Baseball Classic are veterans, and so they shouldn't have, it shouldn't be too much of an adjustment period, you know, when as they leave and when they return. Now, as far as the youngsters who are getting opportunities, you know, there'll be many. You know, as Marty made mention of before, they're looking for another utility infielder. And with Pablo Sandoval and Marco Scudero taken off, that's going to give a lot of guys. I mean, so many to mention.
We're going to get Tanaka. I heard
Tanaka is one. That's correct. Right. They'll have a. There's a host of people they could give that might get an extra look.
Well,
Nick Noon. Oh,
well,
go ahead.
I'll tell you one thing, Chris, and we'll see it today. Juan Perez is in the lineup today, and he's a very interesting player for me. Double-A Richmond last year, 26 years old. He's sort of under the radar. Many people thought he should have been called up last year. He's got some power. He's got a good arm. He can play all the outfield positions. He's got great speed, not a great base stealer, but he has got a shot to be that extra outfielder because he hits from the right side. So Juan Perez is in there today. As Chris mentioned, Mo, as you said, Kensuke Tanaka is at second, and we'll see a lot of him while Scudero's gone. Brock Bond, Nick Noonan, Wilson Valdez, a name you want to remember. He played in the big leagues with the Phillies, and he's been around. He's in competition here. And the other guy, he's been hurt a lot in his big league career, but he can hit, and that's Tony Abreu. So I think you'll see Abreu at third when Sandoval is gone, and I think you'll see the others at second. And you'll see a lot of Arias at third as well. So the outfield, you'll see a lot of Gary Brown in center field. And you'll see a lot of Juan Perez in the outfield as well. So when you get down here, if these players are still in the WBC, you'll see a lot of the people that I just named. I won't go through all the pitchers now, because there's 37 pitchers in camp, and a lot of the relievers are gone too.
Well, thanks a lot, Marty. Looking forward to it, and here we go.
Yeah, no, believe me, here we go. You know, as I say, we don't have a weekend off from now until the end of the season, so that could be November. Thanks, Mo.
Right, thank you, Marty.
All right, Rick in El Cerrito. Rick, you're on KMBR 680 with Chris Haft right now.
Hi, Marty. Good to hear you back again.
Thank you.
Wondering, do you know if there is going to be put out an audio CD of 2012 season highlights like there was after the 2010 season was over?
That's a good question. You know, I haven't been up in the Bay Area enough or hanging around KNBR to answer it. But if I'm not mistaken, something tells me the last time I was up there, Lee Hammer was putting something together audio-wise for the 2012 run to the World Series title. Uh-huh. I know MLB has put out some fabulous videos, and you can get them. But the audio you're talking about, you know, check with Murph and Mac or, you know, during the week and call in, and they can on the air say, Lee Hammer, come on, call us, you know, right now. But at least not near me.
I have checked with them, and they don't seem to know anything.
All right, I'll send an email. I'll send an email to Lee Hammer. And then he's probably listening now. Maybe he'll send a text or something. I'll try to get an answer for you.
Is there any way I could send an email to Lee?
No, he is hidden. He does not talk with the public like that. Now, I'm only kidding. Yes, you can, of course. Just find his email address, and you can find him. The great Lee Hammer says, Ryan Covey, what does he say?
Well, he says no or yes, depending on the question.
Now, we'll try to find out for you. But my recollection is something was cooking about 2012.
All right. Well, if you could find out if it's yes or no, that'd be great.
I will. Okay. Yeah, just
thank you, Marty.
All right. Have a good afternoon. All right. Chris, you're doing great.
Well, thanks. You know what? It's some of these names you mentioned, it's really interesting. Each of the last, three or four years in a row, the Giants have signed a non-roster guy, minor league, to a minor league contract, non-roster player, who ended up making an impact in the regular season. Guys like Joaquin Arias,
Blanco,
Andres Torres. It's a pretty long list or consistent list. Even if you get one guy like that in a year, you can each of those guys help them win a World Series. So you can't look at any the Tony Abreu's of the world. You can't regard them lightly.
No, you definitely have to
take them seriously.
Someone's going to make the team. I mean, they're going to need they can't go with one backup infielder and six outfielders. They're going to need Arias and somebody else, and they're going to need a backup outfielder. So the names we're talking about, and this will keep up with us during spring training. Believe me, when the players leave for the WBC, you're going to hear a lot of these names, and some of these people will absolutely make the ball club. Chris, before we let you go, Bruce Bochy yesterday tentatively set the rotation, and that was interesting. Sometimes they won't do that early in spring training, but he did that yesterday. You want to give that to the fans, what the rotation should be when the season opens?
Yes, as you said, tentatively, it's going to be Matt Cain opening up, followed by Madison Bumgarner. Tim Lincecum is the number three starter. Barry Zito would be the fourth starter, which means he'll start the home opener against St. Louis on Friday, April 5th, followed by Ryan Vogelsong. And that kind of made me scratch my head a little bit, but Bruce did say this is subject to change.
Right.
So
we'll see how it plays out.
Sure.
All right. Thank you so much for stopping by. You do a great job at MLB.com, and we'll have you on a lot over this spring and, of course, the season.
Well, great. Thanks for having me, Marty. Really appreciate it.
All right. Good job. Chris Haft of MLB.com.